Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's time now for the good stuff. You know what that means. Just sit back and relax for 5 minutes. You don't have to do anything else. We're here to give you permission. Just relax and absorb some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. Hey, are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I know a lot of our listening audience likes to come to Valentine for Old West days, and we just want to let you know that they've switched things from a fall performance to a spring performance. So Old West Days will be right here in the Heart City, April 25th through the 28th. Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Go to oldwestdays.net for more details on that. Same great event, just a different date.
And coming up a week from Friday, don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale, Open 8 Genetics on April 12th at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls by Renown, Logo, Open 8 Helix, Rainmaker, Hooks Eagle, and more. This sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, flushing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics live sale, Baker, Montana, April 12th.
Kim, have you ever heard the word ineptocracy?
No, I haven't, and I'm impressed you could say it.
Couldn't find it in the old Webster's Dictionary. Googled it and discovered it's a recently coined new word found on a t-shirt on eBay. So there you go. That's the source.
Yeah, boy, okay? Now we're going to extremely reliable sources.
Getting really close down to the bone here. You can read this one and absorb the facts that totally are within this sentence. I love this word and believe that it will become a recognized English word. Finally, a word to describe our current situation. Ineptocracy, a system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing, and where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers. Mark sent that in.
Okay.
Ineptocracy is what we're looking at there. Well, Kim, here's something I found in the Good Stuff files. I don't know where it came from. And we do want to remind you, if you send something to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author, if you know it, your name, if you want us to use that as well. These things will certainly all be true on the day that I die. Yet for as much as will happen on that day, one more thing that will happen. On the day that I die, a few people who really know and truly love me will grieve deeply. They will feel a void. They will feel cheated. They will not feel ready. They will feel as though a part of them has died as well. And on that day, more than anything in the world, they will want more time with me. I know this from those I love and grieve over. And so knowing this, while I am still alive, I'll try to remember that my time with them is finite and fleeting and so very precious, and I'll do my best not to waste a second of it. I'll try not to squander a priceless moment worrying about all the other things that will happen on the day I die, because many of those things are either not any concern or beyond my control. Friends, those other things have an insidious way of keeping you from living even as you live, vying for your attention, competing for your affections. They rob you of joy of this unrepeatable, uncontainable, ever-evaporating now with those who love you and want to share it with you. Now, don't miss the chance to dance with them while you can. It's easy to waste so much daylight in the days before you die. Don't let your life be stolen every day by all that you believe matters, because on the day that you die, much of it simply won't. Yes, you and I will die one day, but before that day comes, let us live. Huh. So that's just something to kind of think about in here, especially after Easter.
That's right. I like it. Very good. Hey, this is from our sister-in-law. She posted this, and it's actually a premium dad joke. You remember the old song Escape? You know, the Pina Colada song?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, don't you? It's a story of two terrible people trying to cheat on each other and discovering that no one else wants them either. Sometimes life has a way of balancing itself. I thought that was so funny. I like that song, but when you listen to it,
I've thought about that kind of along those lines in the past. So next time you hear the Pina Colada song or Escape by Rupert Holmes, you're going to want to remember that one too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember to keep listening to your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.